The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome to Project Independence and You on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is John Ryan, your host, and my co-host today is David Linden.
Good morning.
This is 2 weeks in a row we're doing it together.
Yes, of course, talking the neighborhood.
And David is a member of one of the advisory groups and also a founding father of the Romeos.
Retired Older Men Eating Out.
Which takes place in Great Neck in the Atria.
Yes.
What are the days?
First and third Monday.
First and third Monday. So we'll talk about that again later, but that's okay. David's claim to fame, which it's a great group.
Yes, it is.
And just a touch about Project Independence. Project Independence is the Town of North Hempstead's initiative to have seniors age in place. And under Supervisor Judy Bosworth and Commissioner Kimberly Galanti, Project Independence has come up with so many programs, from transportation for shopping, transportation for medical, social workers, light work within the house like cleaning a gutter and at this time of year, some leaf removal and different things, that what you have to do is call 311. If we don't have the service, we'll definitely try to hook you up with somebody. But more than likely, we have the service. I mean, just recently, we've gotten very, very involved. We always have been involved, but more involved by having a dedicated person for our veterans to answer veteran questions. And that doesn't just stay for 60 and over. Veteran questions, if you're 30 years old, you came out from Iraq and there's an issue, you can call 311. We'll have a woman who will sit down with you. Gail is her name. Wonderful social worker out of Port Washington. And, help you out as best she can. Now, when we're looking for help, today we have a very special guest. We have Lillian Strassman, who is a social worker, but much more than a social worker. Lillian has such tremendous advanced degrees, and one is with imagery. Okay, which, you know, the title of the program she's doing with us today is Aging Well is Not an Oxymoron. And I met Lillian a couple of different places. The first time I met you was actually at Rotary.
That's right.
And then I found out you're a member of the church that I belong to, the Unitarian Church in Shelter Rock. Yeah. So we're crossing paths very often, and now you're on the radio show. So good morning.
Good morning.
The best way to start a program like this is to throw it in your lap and give us Aging Well is Not an Oxymoron. Start to explain why you feel that.
All right. When you watch television, everything seems to be designed to scare you. I remember Chris Rock saying, "There's a welcome to your age. They've got a pill for every possible thing that can happen to you," and gets everybody very nervous. And then, of course, when you listen to what the pill would do as an after effect, it's a horror story, and yet people will take it, which I can't figure out.
Take many of them.
That's right, many. Right. I take none. It's interesting. I got off to a different route rather than the medical model. And understand, I love the medical model. If I break a leg, I don't want to sit and ohm it to make it make it heal. However, it's wonderful for a specific area of health and healing. Then there's acupuncture. Then there's interactive guided imagery. All of these things recognize that the mind and the body are one. And what we believe affects our bodies. Our body's really our best friend. I remember one time I was at a job that was very stressful. I kept telling myself I could handle it. And one day I found myself crumpled at the bottom of this stairway that I go up and down three, four times a day. So it's not a new experience. Mm-hmm. You don't misstep on a stairwell that you've used many times before. So I'm sitting in a hump and asking myself, what is my body trying to tell me? And I hear, get out of here. And I left the job, and not only did my ankle heal, but my whole life healed. I suddenly realized, wow, this is what it means not to feel stress.
Terrific. I mean, that's the aha moment in your life, so to speak.
Yes, the aha moment.
Okay.
It kept giving me little messages prior to that, and I didn't pay attention. That's why it threw me down the stairs.
Okay. Now, At that point in your career, were you involved in psychotherapy then or no?
Yes.
Oh, you were? Okay.
I was a psychotherapist.
Right, at that point
at
even.
That point.
Okay, okay. I didn't know if that happened after the fact then.
No,
okay.
But you keep learning.
Okay, absolutely. You know?
And one of the other things I just wanted to throw in, if you happen to cut bread and accidentally cut your finger, that's not an accident. These two hands have lived together your entire life. They know where each other is at. They're trying to give you a message, to pay attention to something more important than the bread, something in your life that needs attention, and that's the way it's grabbing you. It's saying, pay attention. And if you don't, it'll up the ante, and then you'll be thrown down a flight of stairs.
Right, right. No, I agree. David, you look very quizzical.
I'm wondering how many fingers have been cut by people trying to cut a bagel and they just don't know how to do it. They just don't know the technique.
Well, if you knew that you didn't know the technique and you've got a sharp knife in your hand and a thick bagel, wouldn't you pay attention and ask for help or figure out what to do?
Some do, some don't.
Right.
That's the problem.
There's more to it than in heaven and earth, Horatio, than a dreamed of in your philosophy.
The Academy for Guided Imagery is a place where you post-studied.
Yes.
I mean, you had your degrees and that was post-work.
Oh, yes, I had my master's.
Tell me about that. I mean, I personally believe what you talk about. I think it's important because I do believe that people fight through things and until they become mindful of a certain thing in their life and say, I'm going to embrace that and move forward. They keep hitting walls.
That's
and you
right.
say, why am I hitting the wall? It is the universe saying, you know, this is not the way you're supposed to be going. Turn around.
That's right.
And there's nothing wrong with turning around.
That's right.
Unfortunately, many people feel if you give up a career to do something else, you've quit, you're a loser. It's like...
Yeah.
Oh, I've got a story about that.
Go ahead.
Before I get to the Academy for Guided Imagery. When I was 18, I was a counselor at a camp. It was in 1949. We were in the Poconos in Pennsylvania, which is pure and far away from New York City. You know what was happening in New York City at the time? A huge polio epidemic.
Okay.
So all of the other camps said no parents allowed to come up because they would be bringing the germ.
Mm-hmm.
We're in this pure atmosphere, no opportunity to immunize ourselves. So except our camp, because when the parents came up, they brought a lot of money with them. It was very expensive for them to come up. And because I was a singer, they lifted my my curfew so I could stay late to learn to practice and entertain them. Long story short, I remember seeing this one counselor with two boys who were taking out her trunk. And I'm thinking, how can she leave knowing that there's, I failed to mention, one case had broken out. One case of polio had broken out in the camp.
Okay.
One student, one camper.
Right, right.
So she realized, they're not taking care of me, I'm taking care of me. Out she went. I never forgot her face. Why? Because after she left, there was a second case. Camp closed. We had 14 cases, including me, and 5 deaths, including my fiance.
Oh,
and that tragedy never had to happen. If he hadn't brought up the... But she knew. She looked around and said, I'm out of here. You say, don't quit. You know, you got to stick it out. Don't leave a sinking ship. And I can see her like it was yesterday. And this was in 1949.
That's amazing. She never got it.
She took care of herself. So there's a time to hold and there's a time to fold.
Right. Right. Okay.
It's knowing when to get out of the situation.
That's right.
You know, you mentioned, just a thought, the only thing I remember about the polio epidemic, and I'm a little bit older than you, is camphor. Everyone was wearing camphor around their neck. Somehow that was going to keep the bad things away.
Okay.
Well,
instead
you know,
of garlic.
It's not garlic, I was going to say, yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah, when the angel of death comes to kiss you, you're blowing his face. That's a Mel Brooks routine.
Oh, okay.
I thought it sounded familiar. About guided imagery, the Academy for Guided Imagery. I was on the plane going to California, feeling very comfortable with all my skills as a psychotherapist. And I hear a voice, or the thought came to me. Mm-hmm. You know, it's one of these things you can't explain. There's something more. What more? I had no idea.
Okay.
I'm in California. My friend introduces me to an LCSW who just came back from a workshop, which we have to take for our CEUs, continuing education units. And she said, it was the best one I've ever been to in my life. And I said, what was the name of it? And she said, the Academy for Guided Imagery. It's like a light bulb went off inside me, and I knew that was the something more. And I went. I said, you've got to tell me when the next one was. I went for the next one, and I knew that was my meet.
Okay.
Because the therapist has very little to do with the interaction. You relax the patient, client, as I prefer to call them, and ask what imagery they would like to form. It could be a pain in their back that won't let go. So allow an image to form that represents the pain in your back. And they describe what they see. And say, ask him why it's come. And they'll tell you why they're angry, why the pain, what they're trying to tell you, what you need to do. And then I ask them, would you be willing to do this? Because you have to get, you know, an agreement between yourself and the back.
But just I'm going to try. But this is in, and this is not just a conversation like we're having over the radio. This is in an environment
session
where it's very soothing and right.
Yes, absolutely.
This is not just a ABC and check it. Right,
no,
and
no.
That's yeah. Okay.
Yes, thank you for saying that. Now, first you allow the client to go to a place they would love to be
right.
And to look at all that's around it, but you never tell them what to see. This is not real guided imagery. I mean, that's a form of guided imagery,
okay.
But it's not interactive. And this is the one that you can reach. I once worked with a cancer patient, and I told the sister of this young lady that I've never done this before, but let's see what happens.
Okay.
So she said she had this tarry thing that she saw as an image that came up. And I said, well, thank it for coming because you did invite it and ask it why it's here. And it told her what he or it needed her to do. She said she'd be willing to do it. I said, do you notice any change? She said, yeah, it's kind of light gray and fluffy. And to me, it sounded like a pet. So I said, could you touch it? If she said no, I would have taken a different tack. She said, yes. I said, could you pet it? She said, yes. I said, could you hold it? Now she's holding her cancer, and she's sending it love. Now, I'm not going to tell you that the guided imagery or I was the reason why she went into remission, but she did go into remission.
Right, right.
So what we did couldn't hurt.
Right, that's the point. It can't hurt. At the end of the day, it can't hurt.
And the fact that she's sending love to this instead of the usual way, say, let's kill it.
Be cranky and spend the day, poor me, poor me. You're an active participant in your own healing.
I was wondering, do you find that you run into a lot of resistance from medical doctors?
Yes.
Okay.
Because it affects their pocketbook.
Well.
And it's a shame.
Apart from pocketbook, I mean, I've worked with a lot of doctors, and many of them really believe that they're there to help. They believe in the Hippocratic Oath, and they're there to help. And so if somebody says, well, I'm not going here, I'm going to go to X, that's, in their mind, interfering with their ability to help the patient. So have you ever had one-on-one conversations with doctors talk about?
No, because it's not interfering with their ability to help the patient. If you really want to help the patient, and there's a way of doing it without medication and without cutting into them, then wouldn't that be the best help?
They might not agree. That's the problem.
Right.
That's what I'm asking about.
Well, Lillian, to me, it's supplemental. I mean, you're right. You see some of these commercials on TV. I don't know how a person would want to take a pill. And they have them dancing around saying, you know, bladder cancer and this cancer and that cancer. Your eyes are going to fall out and blah, 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 blah.
You're going to chomp.
But your headache will go away.
Right, right.
Yeah,
exactly.
By law, they have to list every possible side effect.
I agree. Whereas, yes, I mean, you have cancer. You're stage 2. You need chemo. That's another story. But during your chemo, if there's something to find peace within it.
Absolutely.
Guess what? And if you think I've done a good thing for myself today, because we're all going to die.
That's
but
right.
We
yes.
don't have to go scream. We turn around and say, listen, I've had a wonderful life and I'm at peace and I'm comfortable today.
Yeah.
We're going to do right now, unfortunately, not unfortunately, we have to take a break. I'm interrupting Lillian. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We'll be right back.